All right, on to part two. I guess if you're not interested in hearing the arguments against, you can just listen to part one. No, it doesn't really work that way. Okay, so the arguments against are numerous. So number one, this concept of zen nehenev, zeh lo chaser, is a halacha. It's in the Gemara, but it doesn't apply to non-Jews. It's not part of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So assuming the team is owned, majority ownership by non-Jews, we have no reason to assume that they have to abide by these halachos of a kofen al midas dom and zenen zeh lo chaser. Probably it's just going to go based on the American laws and dina de malchus adina. So whatever the law of the land is going to apply here. Strictly speaking, I doubt the law is that you're allowed to go to seats that you didn't pay for. So either way, I'm saying you could argue this whole concept of zenen and zeh lo chaser, whatever argument I made in part one, is irrelevant if it's not between two Jews. So that's point number one. Point number two, Rav Jachter quotes Rav Hershel Schechter, who, based on the opinion of Tosos, and this is really key, says that the whole concept of zeh nehenev v'zeh lo chaser in kofen al midas dom is only b'dieved, after the fact. Meaning, if you already sat in those seats, if you already benefited from Reuven's property without asking him, so if it's a case that caused him absolutely no loss, I already got the ride from you, it caused you no loss, then we'll say you can't charge me because that's zeh nehenev v'zeh lo chaser, midas dom. You have no right to charge me. However, lechatchila, we wouldn't say like, I can force my way into your property. I can force my way into your car. I can force my way into your seats because it's not causing you loss. You never have the right to lechatchila go and tell someone, you must do this for me because it's not causing you loss. No, it doesn't work like that. B'di'evit, it's already happened, so then you don't have to pay the money. So if that's the case, it would be if you already sat in the seats, you don't have to go back and reimburse the owners. But to say up front that I'm allowed to go and do it is not really clear. And this is the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Shin Samach Gimel Se'ev Vav. This is clear from the Shulchan Aruch. This is clear from the Ramah that this whole concept only applies after the fact, not a priori. So that's a big one. Okay, and finally, there's a couple other points too, but one other idea, and this is a generally speaking, an important point by Zen Nehenev V'zeh Lo Chaser, is who says there's no loss to the owners? And in general, you have to ask, who says there's no loss to Reuven, if I'm benefiting from him, even if from my perspective there's no loss? Just take the ride example. Oh, I want to ride with him. It's causing you no loss. No extra gas, no extra tolls. Yeah, but maybe he wants to ride by himself. Maybe he wants, he has some phone calls he wants to make. He doesn't want somebody else around him. So there always could be a loss that maybe we're not thinking of. And so too in this case, maybe the owners don't want a bunch of potentially rowdy, I don't know for sure, but among them potentially rowdy fans coming into the lower sections and ruining the experience for those who actually bought the tickets there, if they just make it a free-for-all. Maybe you could argue, if people know, oh, I could just buy the cheap seats and halfway down move to the expensive seats, why buy the expensive seats? So people are going to be less encouraged to pay more money up front for the better seats if they know they can pull this off. So there could be any number of reasons why, even though at first glance there's no loss, because it's not like at this point they're selling these tickets anyways, you could make an argument that there will be some loss, and therefore it's not actually a case of zeh nehenev v'zeh lo chaser. In fact, they are losing out by you moving down to the seats. All right, I get these are more subjective, but at least it's an argument to be made. Bottom line, though, I think between really the first 2 points, and you could throw in this last one, that we're dealing with non-Jews here who aren't subject to the laws of zeh nehenev v'zeh lo chaser, and also of Schechter, based on Toso, saying that the whole idea is only b'dieved after the fact, it's really hard to argue that we would be allowed to move seats based on the principle of zeh nehenev v'zeh lo chaser, that up front we could just move down to the better seats. The argument to possibly be made to allow it is based on the notion of mechila. If the owners are mochel, if they're okay with the fact, okay, it's a given, yeah, at this point, if the sixth inning and nobody's there, yeah, we don't mind if the fans go down, that's okay. We'd rather them have a better experience at our stadium, at our ballpark. Okay, if that's the case, then for sure we would be allowed to because there is mechila. It's just hard to know for sure in every game if there is mechila. Probably a good indicator would be the usher. So rather than sneaking past and, you could ask, hey, is it okay? It's empty if I sit here. And if they say yes, like, okay, probably that means they got the nod from their superiors that in such a case it would be allowed. I actually found an article, and this is somewhat known, but I found an article about the Yankees of all teams in 2012 in the playoffs that they were having trouble selling tickets. And they informed the ushers to actually bring people from the higher seats down to the lower seats because those are often the tickets that are seen on the TV because they're closer to the actual field. So it was like a boosh. It was embarrassing. It was a playoff game in this stadium, looked empty. They wanted people to sit in the lower seats, even though they paid for the cheaper ticket. So it's possible that the owners would prefer it. In a given game, they would certainly be mocha, maybe even encourage it. So that's possible, like I said, but it's really a case-to-case basis, and you'd have to have a strong assumption that they are mochel. And in that case, again, if you ask the ushers and you get their green light, then that would be allowed. But it seems to be short of actual mechila of the owners being okay with it. If the owners are not okay with it, what I'm trying to say, it's a very tough sell that we have the right to go to these seats if the owners would prefer us not to, based on the notion of Zan Nehan Evazel Chaser, as I explained above. So it would seem that it is better not to. It is inappropriate to move seats, like I said, unless there's a strong feeling that there's an allowance on behalf of the owners. Otherwise, it probably should be avoided.